Council is looking at a new way to protect the city's tree canopy by rewarding preservation, not just penalizing destruction. At their last meeting, councilors unanimously approved a motion directing staff to explore the creation of a municipal tree conservation incentive program, with a report expected back by the end of 2026. The motion also comes alongside a temporary bylaw passed at the same meeting, which prohibits clear-cutting unless specifically approved, as the city continues a broader review of tree protection policies launched in February. Councillor Ryan Boehm, who brought the motion forward after a conversation with a constituent, says this move is about shifting the approach.
You know, we're looking at the temporary bylaw, we're looking at fines and everything like that, but this was brought forward by a community member when I was sitting in a Tim Hortons that why are there not really incentives? And so the whole idea here is that finding somebody once they've cut down an old growth forest accomplishes a punitive measure, but it doesn't change the fact that the forest wasn't protected and that it's gone. And then it's very hard to reestablish. It takes hundreds of years for that. So the whole goal here is let's incentivize and see what programs exist at the provincial level and perhaps further, you know, bump them up at the municipal level to have people actually voluntarily protect certain forests for an extended amount of time and commit to that. And letting land be unused has so many benefits, but there are also costs for those people who are leaving it in that natural state. So what we want to try to do is reduce those costs. So we've taken the stick approach with some previous motions. Herein now lies the carrot. So I think it's great when we have issues that we can approach it from two different angles, try to incentivize it.
City staff will now look at what can be done on the municipal level, including both tax-based and non-tax incentives, while staying within legislative limits. Staff are expected to report back with options, costs, and best practices by the end of the year. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.